Moreover, when updating impressions based on people's behaviors, activity in the ventrolateral prefrontal cortex and the superior temporal sulcus correlates with perceptions of how frequently those behaviors occur in daily life. In other words, the brain seems to be tracking low-level statistical properties of behavior in order to make complex decisions regarding other people's character. It needs to decide, is this person's behavior typical or is it out of the ordinary? In the situation with the obnoxious football fan turned Good Samaritan, your brain says, well, in my experience, pretty much anyone would lend someone their umbrella. But the way this guy acted at the football game, that was unusual. And so, you decide to go with your first impression. There's a good moral in this data. Your brain, and by extension you, might care more about the very negative, immoral things another person has done compared to the very positive, moral things, but it's a direct result of the comparative rarity of those bad behaviors. We're more used to people being basically good, like taking time to help a stranger in need. In this context, bad might be stronger than good, but only because good is more plentiful. Think about the last time you judged someone based on their behavior, especially a time when you really feel like you changed your mind about someone. Was the behavior that caused you to update your impression something you'd expect anyone to do, or was it something totally out of the ordinary?